News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
It would be easier to get Beyonce to call over to do a number than to get an electrician to come around. That's the view of Terry Prone, chairman of the Communications Clinic, who joins us now. Terry, tell us your story. There's a bit of a skills shortage in Ireland, do you believe?
I think there's a huge skill shortage, Shane. What happened was that I got people from Imagine to come and improve the bandwidth coming into my house. And then they said, but we can't actually help you get it further into your house because you have two different circuits. You need an electrician. And they said it in that kind of casual way, as if you can buy a pint, get a bottle of milk, just an electrician. But you can't get an electrician. You simply can't get an electrician. At the moment, you have electricians that you book and they don't turn up. Not many of them doing that, I must admit. And it may simply be pressure of business. But actually getting an electrician to a private house these days is virtually impossible. And I just mentioned this en passant in the Examiner column that I write. And I have been overwhelmed with people with almost urban legends about their problems trying to get electricians and how electricians cancel, how they're too busy, and in some cases, how they simply will not answer an email, a text, or a phone call, which argues that the electricians, fair dues to them, are doing really well.
Is there a solution? Do you have a solution to this? Are we not valuing the trades the way we used to? Is that part of the problem?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, credentialism, where everybody has to have 2 degrees and at least a master's, has taken over in this country, whereas what we actually need are more and more apprenticeships and to be proud, particularly of women who are becoming plumbers, electricians, carpenters, the things that keep our lives bearable rather than the things that may intellectually enrich our lives. I think that we went through a phase where we had contempt for the crafts and we're only now coming around to a fairly desperate appreciation of how essential they are.
Okay, bear with us there for a second, Terry. I'm just going to go to Brian Nolan, Assistant General Secretary of the Connect Trade Union. Brian, do you recognise the problem that Terry is talking about?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, there's a lot of merit in what Terry said there in the sense that the industry is probably busier now than it's been in a long, long time. And there's good quality employment out there for individuals. Now, the responsibility on individual contractors as opposed to the individual electrician to pick up the phone and answer emails. So one would have to say that's probably a bad business model if they're not answering the call for work, even if it's to say, can't do the job today, maybe tomorrow. But there are thousands of electrical contractors out there and they can be found on safeelectric.ie. And the one thing I would urge is if anyone is looking to get an electrician, that they use somebody that is registered, that's certified and has all the credentials. Because as sure as night follows day, there are people out there who may pose as something they shouldn't. And it's important when you're dealing with electrics that you definitely have the right people for the job. But we are in a space now where we've come out of the recession and come out with a massive bang. There is large-scale contracts out there hoovering up masses of bodies. You know, you have sites with 10 people, 100 people, and even several thousand people now. And a lot of the labour is being directed there because of the continuity of employment.
Brian, interesting text coming in from a listener who says it's further exacerbated by the delays in training apprentices. As someone employing apprentices, I can confirm training is running about 3 years behind. We have a third-year apprentices who are still awaiting their first block of training and exams. Is that something you recognise as well?
Absolutely. We have a world-class apprenticeship system here in Ireland and we've been fighting as hard as we possibly can to try and get people through the system. Now, in fairness, Sulis are doing Trojan work in trying to facilitate that. But COVID has wreaked havoc for the apprentices that are currently in the system. Now, that's not fair to say that that can be blamed for a lack of numbers that should have been there prior to COVID. So you have a situation now where the current batch of apprentices that are in the system and those that are just being registered, and there's a huge emphasis on apprenticeships at the moment, and there are grants for employers to take on apprentices. So you have a bottleneck system where people are going in at one end, but they can't get out quick enough at the far end. And that is the case at the moment because of COVID.
All right, Brian, thanks indeed for that. Terry, I presume you're still looking for an electrician, are you?
Yes, I am, but at least do you know, there's a slight comfort in what Brian says, that it's not just me being touchy and a pain in the arse, that everybody is suffering the same for a good reason.
Terry Prone, you could never be a pain in the arse. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Terry Prone there, Chairman of the Communications Clinic. Brian Nolan, Assistant General Secretary of the Connect Trade Union. Do you recognise this problem, folks? Is it something you have a difficulty with? Ciara's nodding her head going, absolutely.
I actually went to my electrical switchboard thing yesterday to see if I could turn off the mains, because I was going to actually try and rewire a light fitting yesterday. Don't look at me like...
What are you doing?
But I didn't know how to turn it all off, so I thought...
If you don't know how to turn it off, get an expert.
Well, hello. But we shall see. I may not be in tomorrow because I need to try and rewire a light.
Okay, 53106. Let us know. Back in a moment.